Hello, brothers. I'm going to bring you the first 10 verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and just a few of my thoughts on those verses. So first of all, I'll go ahead and read the first 10 verses. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God, a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart
I
of
got that.
man
It
the
got
things which
muted.
God hath prepared
Did you put the
for
good
them
parts in
that
there
love
and make the
him.
bed warm?
But
You
God
sure?
hath revealed them
Because I really
unto
want
us
to make.
by his Spirit, for the
Put them under the
Spirit
bed.
searcheth
Warm up the
all
bed.
things, yea,
15
the deep
minutes.
things of
What?
God.
It only lasts 15 minutes.
So I have a few notes on this. Verse 1 says, And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Here we see that Paul is basically saying, I didn't want to make the cross of Christ of no effect. He's also showing that our faith must be the foundation of all things, and it needs to have a spiritual backing, not based in the wisdom of men. However, this does not mean you can't ever show people through wisdom the truth. For example, there is a part in Acts where Paul went and reasoned out of the scriptures with the Jews to proclaim Christ, Acts 17:2. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures. Also, you cannot repackage the gospel to make it more palatable. It does its job. It polarizes people. They either come towards it or they don't. Paul was being faithful and preaching the gospel as he was called to. Romans 10:15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. This is the commandment of God in Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. This makes me believe this was a deliberate act to not have pre-knowledge. He didn't just go there unprepared. He felt as if nothing else was important but Christ and him crucified to show them the truth. This is a great point to bring up to people if they ever want to say, well, you have to get to know the people and know their background. This basically destroys friendship evangelism. Also, this talks about Christ crucified, and that reminds me that we must crucify our flesh. One day it may come to real crucifixion for us. But for now, Galatians 5:24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. also made some notes about they're not doing market research and he's not being a man pleaser. Verse 3. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. I believe here Paul is talking about the people at Corinth, because later he writes in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Also, we see that Paul is a bold man of God, and he is not afraid to proclaim the truth. In Acts 21:13, then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. So this isn't Paul being weak or being fearful. It's him enduring and being with them. And he wasn't just there. He doesn't just go places for short periods of time. For example, in Acts 18:11, and he continued there a year and 6 months teaching the word of God. There's other examples I could probably pull up. Verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So this basically destroys intellectualism. You can't reason someone into the kingdom of God. They have to make a choice and a decision to do it. It has to be with the conviction of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 17, we have Paul talking to the pagans at Mars Hill. Also, in this New Testament time, they talk of wonders and signs. For example, Romans 15:19. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have boldly preached the gospel of God, gospel of Christ. Also, it talks about demonstrations of the Spirit. That reminded me of Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So this is reinforcing that this is by faith, this is through God, this is not of men. If anyone listening to this, if your faith is because of what a man told you and not because you believe what God's word says, you need to get your faith founded on the rock. Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. You need faith. It needs to be in God. It needs to be biblical. And it has to be in the power of God. And he did this through his miracle and sign of raising Christ. Acts 17:31. But he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Verse 6 says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Basically, all the power of man and all the wisdom of man, it's just foolishness to God. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They're just incompatible. I had a couple verses from Psalms. Psalm 147, verses 10 and 11. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. So the Lord makes the wisdom of this world foolishness. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. The wisdom of God is a better gift than anything we can get. And it's only revealed to those that are walking in truth with him. He won't give you his wisdom if you do not walk with him. It's also praised as one of the best things to be asked for. I'm going to read a couple verses. Proverbs 16:16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding than to be chosen? Rather to be chosen than silver. And 1 Kings 3:12. Behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was no one like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. This is when Solomon was asking for wisdom from God. Just wanting to show you that wisdom is one of the greatest things you should ask for from God. And in the book of James, it talks about he liberally gives it to those, and he doesn't upbraid, but you have to ask in faith. Verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. This reminds me that while the Jews were hard-hearted, and they should have seen it, and it's obvious to us who he was, even some of the blind people, it made me think of Romans 11:25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Not excusing anything the Israelites had done, but Christ needed to be crucified for our reconciliation. Verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. This is basically showing us that we have to, through faith, see the prize set ahead. That prize is Christ. That prize is being with Christ. And the truth is, we are believers, we're born again, but we still do not have the full knowledge of Christ and what he has truly done. We have the words, but we don't have that deep understanding. Ephesians 3:18 and 3:19. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And verse 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. The Spirit is how we acquire the mind of Christ. The Spirit works the conviction. The Spirit is not through the intellectualism of man convincing people of Christ crucified. John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you. Those were my thoughts on verses 1 through 10, brothers. I'm open to any correction, clarification, or anything else.
Good job, brother. You brought a lot of other good scriptures to bear. I think you did an awesome job. I want to go back and listen to that and ponder it all again. I just want to say, just kind of throw this out there. Verse 2 to me is like the core of it. I determined not to know anything among you except Christ Jesus and him crucified, or Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul always focused, every time I did a whole study on this one time. Every time you see the word gospel in Paul, it's very close to him talking about Christ crucified. The gospel, all the way from 1 Corinthians 15 all the way to all the rest of them. Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection is never far from Paul's mind and his preaching. I've always remembered that. And I always want to remember that when I'm out in the streets preaching Christ crucified. I always tell men, not get far from that. We'll do well. The answer to every situation and every problem is Christ crucified, the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That was kind of the only thought I had. I did have one other thought real quick. Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world in our glory. And then there was another verse. It made me think of 1 Corinthians. No. 1 Corinthians 1:18, where it talks about the cross is foolishness. The stake of Christ is foolishness to them that are perishing. And we always see that, how God uses those things. It's totally different than what man does. And if we don't understand that, we can miss some of the truth of God to see how God operates in the scriptures. But he definitely will confound the wise, and you must be like a child to come to the kingdom of God. We see that a lot. In our street preaching, we see it. We see children 12 years old with more understanding for the heart, character, nature, and the truth of God than grown people that sit in the pews. It's amazing to me.
Amen to that.
Yeah. That was my thoughts. Brothers, anything from you guys?
That was very edifying, Brother Pergos. You covered it quite well. The only thing I thought of when you were talking about our faith not standing in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God, for some reason it just popped to memory. That guy, I'm not going to name any names, you all know I'm talking about, to try to take a shot at us that we all believe the gospel and everything because of someone who told us.
Yes.
And that basically, just the thought that the true saints have been born again and understand the power of God and faith in God and in Christ are going to get it to the word, just like Brother Tupos has said, and to those who aren't there, it's going to be foolishness, and they just don't get it. They're like, well, you must all believe that because somebody told you that or something. It's, no. That was my thought.
Yeah, good one, good one. Yeah, remember that. That's foolishness right there. Brother Kuo, anything from you?
Yeah, I have a few verses. First on verse 5, the thought that came to mind for the power of God was 1 Corinthians 6, verse 14. And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. And that also brought to mind Romans 6:4. Which says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So as Paul is talking about having it not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God, God has the power to raise people from that dead life into newness of life. And then verse 9, I just had one verse, in 1 Corinthians 13:12. And you had kind of mentioned not having the full knowledge of God yet. And I think this verse goes really well with that. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. So we can't see everything clearly. That word darkly means, I just see that. Whoop, just went back. Let's go back. Where is it? There it is. That word darkly means kind of obscureness or like an enigma abstractly. So we can see some of the mystery of Christ, but it'll be all made known when we see him face to face. So those were just my thoughts.
Amen. Good job, brother. Thank you, Brother Pergos. Well done. That's awesome. And you'll probably next time be going through the rest of the chapter, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, there's only six more verses.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, we'll do that next time. Awesome, well done. This will be up in the Ecclesia Gathering area. Thank you, brother and brothers.